Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
The Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has died of a stroke after a long illness at the age of 87.
The High Court today said that the current parliament must end on June 29th, clearing the way for President Robert Mugabe to declare dates for fresh elections.
And a provincial magistrate today granted bail to Manicaland suspended ZANU-PF provincial chairperson and the party's provincial Women's League chairperson, the two facing charges of stealing livestock.
Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has died of a stroke at the age of 87. Thatcher, made a baroness by Queen Elizabeth II, had a long and controversial career transforming the British economy and society with her Conservative Party's anti-union, anti-regulation policies during an 11-year tenure from 1979 to 1990. She was a grocer's daughter who rose to become Britain's only woman prime minister, and she held the job longer than anyone else in the 20th century. But her tenure through three election victories created considerable discord, alienating workers, deregulating health and safety hazards, and splitting her own cabinet on some issues. Her foreign policy towards Africa was equally controversial. She supported the apartheid regime but opposed the Smith regime, the former Rhodesia. She had cordial relations with President Robert Mugabe and once visited Zimbabwe. Movement for Democratic Change Formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai spokesman Douglas Monzora said the world has lost a woman who championed women's cause.
We are very saddened at the death of Mrs. Thatcher. To us, Mrs. Thatcher was an inspiration to all the women in the world. She was an example that women can lead and can lead very successfully and very effectively. She led Britain and the Commonwealth for a period of 12 years. She went to war, leading Britain in a war, and they actually won that war. And this is, to us, an inspiration to all women. That is why the MDC is taking all these steps to promote women leadership. We want our women to be able to lead, to be in positions of responsibility, to be in positions of decision-making. So Mrs. Thatcher was an inspiration in that regard.
Monzora's sentiments are echoed by Nhlanhla Dube, spokesman for the MDC formation led by Industry Minister Welshman Ncube. Dube adds that Thatcher was an inspiring leader who should be emulated by Zimbabwean women.
So initially, we would like to send our most sincere condolences to the British people on this sad loss of a unique and iconic lady leader in their country. We as a political party will always remember Margaret Thatcher for being the first leader in a very male organized society, in a strictly patriarchal society, which we know the country to be, and would like to say that she was iconic, and she broke the shackles, if psychological shackles of society in terms of the leadership of women, and would like to say that we applaud the work that she did as a leader. As a leader who was a woman, not because she was a woman, we think that she led with great ability. She showed that women can lead, not because they are women, but because they are human beings. To our party, as a party that believes in equality of sexes, in the equality of all gender, that we believe that sincerely that the example she set is an example that is worth emulating. It is an example that shows that women, when given an opportunity, can contest, can debate, can outdo and outshine other leaders, both men and women.